Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Love of the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. We've just begun a new astrological year. So today we're going to be exploring Aries season and the Libra full moon. Aries season kicked off on March 21st and it will run until the 20th of April, give or take a day depending on what hemisphere you live in. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac and thus why a new astrological year has begun. The sun came to the end of its 360-degree rotation with Pisces last month, and now it begins again in the sign of Aries. When the sun passes through a sign, the effects can be felt by the collective, whether they have planets in those signs or not. And we're a week into Aries season now, so I ask you, how have you been feeling? Have you been feeling it? Here's what you can expect from Aries season. Aries is the birth of the self. It is the ignition or spark of conscious self-awareness. When out of balance, Aries allows the ego to override, placing I in front of everything and everyone else. When in balance, however, Aries has the ability to meet challenge head-on, assert qualities of leadership and independence, and it has the impulse and action to get what it desires. There is much to use to your advantage in Aries season. Last Aries season, we were in the first month of a new unprecedented pandemic. Perhaps you remember it. We were navigating big feelings, lots of anger, and struggling with the idea of being with self as we all went into self-isolation. We're much more prepared this Aries season. That's not to say that there aren't things in your life that are causing anger and allowing impulse to take over. And yes, globally and nationally, there is a lot to get worked up about at the moment, but I feel like we've had some good training last year. Use that experience. Remind yourself of your own capabilities and that you can be stretched and tested a lot further than you give yourself credit for. Rise above this Aries season. Aries rules the head, but unlike the air signs, which evoke a mental chatter, Aries sees a big vision and wants to act on it, like now. So my advice is to dream big, but then document it. Write it down, draw it, speak it, whatever works for you, but take a beat and take a breath before impulsively jumping headfirst into a new project or idea. And it feels very cliche to talk about anger in association with Aries, but it is definitely a shadow quality of this zodiac sign. I raise it because in discussion with different people this week, I've noticed that it's either them that are feeling an overwhelming sense of anger rising up, or it's anger being directed towards them from the people around them. Have you noticed either of these? If it's inside of you, find different ways to channel it. My go-to is exercise, and it doesn't have to be hardcore exercise, but just some sort of movement. Or I find it also really helps to speak it out with a trusted friend. For you, it might be punching a pillow or screaming into a pillow or other activities with a pillow. No, I joke. But the punching a pillow thing does work. Journaling works for many people. Or perhaps writing a letter that you do not send. Do not send the letter. But it can be very cathartic just to write it out. What's important, however, is that you express it. Anger is a really easy emotion to shift, but not if you harbor it, only if you let it out. Now, if the anger is directed towards you, it's time to put some boundaries up. Take a beat, take a breath, step away from the confrontation, and try not to take it personally. And we'll explore this a little more in the Aries New Moon podcast episode, which will air in a couple of weeks. But the mantra for Aries is I will. Perhaps write yourself some I will statements for the month ahead and do your best to stay true to them. Okay, let's have a look at the Libra full moon. Libra energy. It is always a little challenging when it comes in the form of a full moon, however. You, of course, have the opposing energy of the sun in Aries, which can throw off the balance of the sign that seeks balance. But it's also a full moon. So yes, when it's full in Libra, it's going to move heaven and earth to show you what balance looks like. If you're tipping the scales one way, you're likely to feel some disruption. This is the gift of Libra. Shall we proceed? The Libra full moon takes place on March 29 at 5:48 a.m. in Sydney, March 28 at 7:48 p.m. in London, and 2:48 p.m. in New York. The energy of Libra is very much based on duality. It highlights relationships, love, and beauty, and seeks to equalize polarities. There is so much to love about this Libra energy. But these energies are particularly amplified, like I said before, if there is currently an imbalance in these areas of your life. Libra's objective is to balance, harmonize, and maintain peace. It will highlight anything or anyone that is disrupting this balance, especially in the realms of relationships. A full moon is illuminated by the sun, and the sun, as you know, is currently in Aries. The Aries sun forms close connections with Venus and Chiron, which are also in Aries at the moment, pushing us to acknowledge personal wounds and what has been holding us back in misaligned relationships. If there are certain things or people being highlighted for you under this full moon, know that it is the perfect time to purge, release, and let go of them as we begin this new astrological year. This will happen somewhat naturally. It's the nature of full moons, but Libra will help this purge with the objective that it brings you peace and harmony in the process. Being Aries season, it's especially potent that you have the ability to balance out any strong fiery energy and emotions. Finding the polarity is what will ultimately pull you into alignment. Can you bring the qualities of Libra into your life? Beauty, fairness, just, compromising, cooperation, diplomacy, calm, serenity, grace, manners, politeness. That's a big Libra energy. Watch out for the shadow elements of Libra. Indecisiveness, inability to commit, codependency, vanity, impracticality, superficiality, manipulation, being lazy, indulgent, or insincere. The mantra for Libra is I harmonize. Put this at the forefront of your choices this week. Will this bring me into harmony or take me further away from it? What do I need to release in order to harmonize? What are the areas of my life where I struggle to find peace and what will bring more harmony to them? Much to contemplate. Okay, let's have a look at some ways we can work with this Libra full moon. It's pretty much a given, but seek balance. And this applies to everything, your diet, socializing, exerting yourself, work, sleep, everything. How can you find more balance? Find peace. Yes, the inner kind for sure. But if there have been a few Aries-fueled confrontations, see if your contribution can be peaceful communication. Remember, you can be assertive and still be kind. And putting down boundaries is not disruptive, but rather proactive. Opposites attract might be something you want to contemplate if you're pursuing love under this full moon. The beauty of Libra is showing how two polarities can actually find peace and harmony when in balance. And speaking of love, now might be a good time to reflect on your values when it comes to personal relationships and if they're aligned with your current partnership or the partnerships you're pursuing. Lastly, I always recommend coming back into the body with a Libra full moon, finding a beautiful balance within the physical body, but also in the way that it interacts with your mind. And nothing does this better for me than a little bit of yoga. All Lunar Lover members get access to a beautiful Libra full moon yin class, as well as access to the Libra full moon circle, where we will release and let go all of those things that are no longer serving you. Plus, I'm going to take you through a beautiful yoga nidra meditation as part of that full moon circle this month. Members will also get access to this month's guided meditation, which will send you off into a peaceful slumber, and the Libra full moon journal prompts to align you with the energy of this moon. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to share it with your friends, simply take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.